So Mick J. Clark is our Spotlight UK artist this weekend here on UKCountryRadio.com, and the man himself is on the line. Hi there, Mick.
Hello, Alan.
Good to hear from you and good to be featuring you this weekend. Let's find out a little bit about you. You're from London, aren't you, I think, Mick?
Yeah, Croydon in Surrey.
Croydon in Surrey. And how did you get into songwriting?
Well, I used to do it as a kid. Really young. I used to muck about all over the campus. And then I tried to make it as a songwriter because songwriters have always been, I love singers, but, a songwriter that can write a magical song, has always intrigued me. So I used to always look to see who wrote the songs. So I tried to become a songwriter and failed. So, spectacularly. I came close, but no cigar. So years later, I tried again. The funny thing was, I've always messed around. I became an electrician, and I'd be writing songs while I'd be fitting the fuse boards, and writing down lyrics and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm mucking about, and I had this song called It's Over. And I was in the back room and had my guitar on. My daughter, you know what daughters are like, they always put you down. I've got two daughters, but one always goes, no. And if I say black, she'll say white. So I remember I appeared at the kitchen door and I said, "What do you reckon on this song then, Debs?" And played it. And she said, yes, it's good. Really? You are telling me it's good? So, okay. So I looked around for a publisher and away it went. It all sort of dropped in from there.
Yeah. Where do you get the ideas from to write these songs, Mick?
Well, I don't know if I'm lazy or not, but I've tried to find a song on a guitar or a piano. It just doesn't happen, You sit down, right, I have to wait for something to come into my head, and that's going to be triggered by an event, something will. And luckily I get basically the title and a little bit of the tune and the melody, and then I have to start working. So that's the way I do it.
Other people have said that to me over the years, Mick, an event, an idea will just suddenly come out of nowhere. When that happens, do you have to kind of write it down, or you might just forget, might you, if you're in the middle of fitting a fuse box or something, like you say, you've got to write it down while the moment's there, I suppose.
I get it onto a recorder straight away.
Do you?
And then you can go back and visit it and think, right, is this going to inspire me? So my elder daughter, she was sitting in the garden when she broke up with her boyfriend, which was two summers ago. And I remember I went out in the garden and she's sitting, what love can do. She's broken hearted. And I thought to myself, there's nothing anybody can do. And I thought, nothing anybody can do. So it kind of all sort of dropped in, and I wrote a song called There's Nothing Anybody Can Do.
Yeah.
Because really, what can you say? She's brokenhearted. So, and that turned out okay, actually. So you just need that spark.
Yeah, and you've had some great songs down the years that we've featured as well. We can't have a summer without another sunny holiday. I mean, that's one of my faves. It's got a really nice vibe to it. And I love Soldier Boy that you did. Which, for the last few years, we've always played at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month, because it's such a poignant song. Where did that one come from, Mick?
Again, I just don't know. I see things on the telly and I think that's probably what did it, really. I remember writing it. What I do, it usually takes about 3 weeks or more. I put all the lyrics down, so during the day I'll be thinking about the song, and then if I get one line, write it down, and then I can have 30 pages, and then I go through them. Most I'll repeat, and then I remember in the back room I had all these lines that were, and they had to be put in the right order because today was the day I was going to kind of write it and put them all together. So it's quite a big process, but I think just looking on the telly, and you see wars and battles and things, and that's what happens.
What are you up to at the moment then, Mick? What's your kind of latest project that you've got ongoing right now?
I got a song come through to me in my little brain, And I ended up calling it, it was a swing song. So a song's got a swing like Sinatra, and I've just done that. So that's going to be out in a couple of weeks. But I don't do swing, really. Swing's okay, but this one, just so everything fitted with it. So I've actually used the titles of all Frank Sinatra songs, basically, for the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And it kind of went together well. So you just can't turn a song down if it works. And you think, because to me, they're just so rare. So that's what I did. And, excuse me, I haven't got COVID.
I was going to say, you are coughing a bit there. So it's not the dreaded COVID, is it?
Yeah, I know. No. So, yeah, that and promotion, basically. You know, you promote. I'm promoting my birthday song always. Mm. And because, you know, they say, you know, have you got any more songs? Yeah, got any more songs? In the end, you know, you just can't write them quick enough.
Yeah. What was the one where you featured a parrot in the video? I remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. That was another sunny holiday, wasn't it? Yeah.
You've got to check that out. That's actually on your page on our website. Yeah, yeah. And of course, I mean, you don't just stick to country music, do you? You seem to like do a variety of musical styles.
Yeah, again, it depends what comes into my little head. So, yeah, I mean, I've only really done a couple of real rock songs, and, you know, I like to kid myself as I'm a rock guy. So, but, you know, if it's not good enough, then I won't do it. Mm. So, rock and a good ballad. I think, you know, if you can be moved by, I love a ballad. So, you know, the 80s ballads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Are where I kind of live.
And it's not just music, is it, Mick? I know you've had a book out as well.
Yeah, I did a book. It's called Message from a Star, which I've always quickly have to say, I'm not the star, star's in the sky. And it's 450 pages, so you'll need a packed lunch. And what it is, it's a story, but I used to write at school when I was 10. I was the guy that did the 3 pages composition. And teachers used to say, you know, send your stories to magazines, which I never did. But so I just realized when you're young, 13 to 18, you have it all. You've got hair, energy, looks, you name it, you've got it. But then slowly, and more for a guy, it starts dropping off. So 30 years later, from that energetic, good-looking, loads of hair guy, you can be almost unrecognisable in 30 years' time after that.
Yeah, tell me about it, Mick. Tell me about it.
Well, I haven't seen you, so I'm not having a pop at you. But it's true, isn't it, really?
It is true.
The belly comes out and the hair goes back.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, isn't it? How we all end up. If only we realised at the time as well.
It's us guys that take the hit.
I think you're right, yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So I made the story of two guys that were best friends, had it all, girls in the rock band, and then 30 years later meet up in a hotel in Florida going to Disney World with their families, and they try to do what we all, because we're all 17 in our heads, and so they try and recreate being young again and get into, you know, a murder, and it's a romp. It's a humorous romp.
Fantastic.
With pathos. Do you know what that means, pathos?
Not really.
If you do, can you tell me?
Yeah, I'll look it up on Google. It'll be on that Wikipedia thing somewhere, won't it?
I think it's like D'Artagnan. Yeah, go on.
What about the music? And also down the years, you've done a few songs on kind of themes, songs with messages. You know, I think you did one to try and encourage teenagers not to take up smoking, and you've done one or two on environmental themes as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got an EP out called Causes, if anyone wants to check that out. Got into the charts, iTunes charts, got to number 4. And so, yeah, 6 songs there, which two are about global warming, one is about anti-bullying, which is called Me, My Body and I, mm-hmm. which is empowering. I believe, totally, if you can empower a child, then they can't be bullied, because... apart from being punched, but if by names, you know, someone says to a kid, "Oi, big nose," if he's got a big nose, okay, "Oi, big nose," if he's empowered with self-confidence and self-worth, he'll go, "Okay, yeah, what else you got?" Well, well, you got your ears stick out. Yeah, okay, what else you got? If you have the confidence and you are empowered to take anything because you believe in yourself and you love yourself, then you're fine. You'll make it. So if you listen to the lyrics of Me, My Body and I, it basically tells you to, you know, it just empowers you with all the things you need to hear. So when you come home, if you get a bad text and you want to do something, excuse me, you know, like this self-harming is terrible. So it will empower you and stop yourself harming. That's the theory.
Yeah, excellent. Good theory and a good song. And you're a great writer. And keep writing those songs, Mick. It's been great chatting you to today. And we'll continue to feature your music here on UKCountryRadio.com.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Alan. Take care.